Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1999, Focus and the Role of Reflective Thinking, by Laura Stack of theproductivitypro.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome to another Sunday bonus episode. This is where I like to share an episode from another podcast in our network, usually overlapping a bit with what we talk about here. And this one is coming from my brother's podcast, Optimal Living Daily. You can find that podcast by searching for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. And with that, here's my brother Justin, along with his commentary, as we optimize your life.
Focus and the Role of Reflective Thinking, by Laura Stack of theproductivitypro.com. When doing productive work and making effective decisions, total focus is crucial. However, it can be difficult to achieve in the modern world where distractions abound. Not just the annoyances delivered to you by others, but also the self-distractions inherent in an environment where a few taps on your keyboard can deliver a virtual world of distraction far more enjoyable than work. To move beyond the mere enjoyable and do what's right, much less what's productive and profitable, requires a significant level of mental discipline. Willpower forms the foundation of this discipline, though it's rarely enough on its own. Like talent, willpower is as common as table salt. We all have willpower we can exercise to some extent, and we can all do so well and properly when we care to. The trick is getting to the point of caring to, such that you apply the necessary level of willpower to focus so completely that nothing else matters. This requires adding another ingredient to the basic recipe, the self-mastery called reflective thinking. A form of metacognition, literally thinking about how you think, this form of self-knowledge helps you realize when and how to focus on the right things in your life, job, and career. All that said, you have no choice but to block out all those basic distractions inherent to human consciousness before reflective thinking-based focus can succeed. The higher you rise in the corporate hierarchy, the more important this becomes. Suddenly, your capacity to concentrate on your work and only your work becomes paramount, if only because your actions impact the business more completely than they ever have. A distracted, overwhelmed CEO or VP can be infinitely more damaging than a manager who can't keep his head in the game. Worse, the higher you go, the more distractions you deal with. Suddenly, even more people want a piece of your time, and often they deserve one. Give the extra effort to avoid wasting your time on distractions. Especially important is disconnecting yourself from your electronics, forcing them back into their original function as tools. Focus. No matter how hard you work, if you can't maintain a tight focus on the key activities that directly affect your organization's success, you'll never perform up to par. At best, you'll be like Lewis Carroll's Red Queen, running as fast as you can to stay in the same place. As you begin each new position, closely examine your new responsibilities so that you can determine precisely what's most important for you and your organization. Trim away everything else. Everything. The most effective workers always do the following. Compartmentalize issues so they're more easily handled. Limit meetings and make them shorter. Organize and prioritize their responsibilities. Practice healthy life habits to enhance personal performance, and learn to say no when needed and to make it stick. What they don't do is micromanage. They don't have the time. That's where reflective thinking really shines. Put simply, reflective thinking represents a process of learning from experience. You spend some time, it doesn't have to be much, in thoughtful reflection, integrating new knowledge, deciding how to handle specific situations in the future, and identifying what to improve. It also includes decisions about which practices to abandon and which new ones to adopt. Every change you make to your personal or team productivity effort is rooted in this process. Self-reflection allows you to take positive advantage of your self-knowledge, specifically in how you might hone your productivity at work. You can do your reflective thinking and the resulting winnowing on the fly if you really must, but that's kind of like fixing your car only when it breaks down rather than performing preventative maintenance on a regular basis so it doesn't break down in the first place. It's easier to avoid failure when you spend some time reflecting on the system on a regular basis so you can find and correct problems before they occur. In other words, long-term success requires you to occasionally step back and look at the big picture so you can then hone in on the problem children in your workflow. If you don't already regularly set aside time for reflective thinking, do so now. That way, once you've done so and worked out how to tweak your processes, you can focus more solidly without worrying about anything just falling apart on you. Put reflective thinking on your weekly or monthly to-do list as an important but non-urgent task, then keep those appointments with yourself so you can locate and fix the bugs in your workflow machine. Reflective thinking has a second component that bears directly on your ability to adapt to the changing work environment without either freezing up or going off half-cocked. This form of reflective thinking is the opposite of multitasking, which doesn't give you enough time to really think about your situation, and the antithesis of the fool's rush in attitude of doing something just to do something. It helps you single task. When events come to a head, you can't stand there just doing nothing. You have to quickly make a decision. Action beats meditation any day. That said, do reflect on the situation long enough to decide the best course of action, assuming it's safe to do so. If you react too quickly, the results may prove disastrous. Study the context and gather as much information as you can before you respond. As long as you don't overthink things, both forms of reflective thinking will positively impact your workplace productivity, especially your focus, simply by smoothing out and tightening up your workflow. Reflective thinking about your systems, processes, habits, and tasks can help you cut wastage and improve your personal efficiency. It also helps you avoid unproductive situations and mistakes that might crash your personal productivity, even temporarily. When properly implemented as a standard part of your thought and work processes, reflective thinking not only sharpens your ability to focus, it makes it easier to focus because your process works more smoothly and distractions are less likely to occur. Implement reflective thinking as part of your focus mechanism along with your standard supply of willpower. Separately, both are effective elements of honing your understanding of what really matters and not letting anything lesser distract you. Applied together, they form such a strong chemical bond that are much less likely to be broken than when applied separately. You just listened to the post titled Focus and the Role of Reflective Thinking by Laura Stack of theproductivitypro.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
And thank you to Laura. Come check out theproductivitypro.com for a lot more articles about being more productive. Single tasking often feels like you're accomplishing less, but in my personal experience, I get so much done so much faster if I'm single tasking. One of my biggest tasks with these podcasts is editing. We have five active shows at this time, five active daily shows. I have to listen to all of them every single day to make sure I feel like they're good enough to put out to the world, and each needs to be edited heavily. When I try to read something else, even look at something else while I'm editing, I often have to go back and rewind seconds, sometimes minutes, essentially starting over. But when I focus only on the editing and put the smartphone aside or my other tabs on my computer, it goes so much faster and feels a lot less frustrating. So try putting those distractions aside today, see if it works for you too. You can always check those distractions a few minutes later at an appropriate stopping point. Let me know how it goes, but I'll leave it there for today. Thank you for being here and listening every day. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.